It's not Saturday, it is Sunday, it's whiskey
on
Sunday.
Actually, I kind of like that.
That makes one of us.
Aww.
Whiskey on a Sunday for the whiskey. Clink.
Cheers.
And a Sunday. Now, I hope it's Sunday for you, because if you're listening to this on a Friday, you're cheating.
And thank you for listening. Well, seeing as I'm posting this on Sundays, because we're talking on Sundays. If you're listening to it on a non-Sunday, you might be cheating in Seth's eyes, but you are wonderful in mine.
And it's okay if you're cheating.
Yeah.
I understand you have needs. I understand. As long as you come home to me.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get the whole thing with, like, cheating, but that's just me.
It's just biology. Anyway. We're not talking about cheating.
No, we're not talking about cheating. We'll talk about cheating later, because that's a bag of worms that I am not willing to open, because this is not my carpet, and I don't want to get worms all over it.
Oh, I gotta vacuum it anyway. Can you vacuum worms? Probably not. You can't use the brush attachment.
No, because then you just make a bunch of littler worms.
No, you just make worm paste. And then you need to get the sticky to get the worms off.
Oh my god. Call back to a previous episode. Today we're going to talk about comics. Not comedians.
Not comedians, no, comic books.
Comic books.
Yeah, not like Hanny Youngman. Because I feel that comics are old guys from the 50s. And comedians are 80s and forward.
Oh, from the comedy boom in the 80s?
Yeah.
Or, oh, okay.
I feel like, you know, it's like, oh, what are you? I'm a comic. Unless you say I'm a stand-up, even stand-up comic. I feel like comedian is what they...
Yeah.
Comic sounds weird to talk to a guy who is not wearing a tuxedo.
Comic book day.
Comic book day. Free comic book day was a while back, and we got a few free comic books in our household, and it did get us to the comic book shop. Well, we were actually driving by it anyway, and we were like, hey, wait, isn't today free comic book day? We did go in to free comic book day land and bought some regular price comic books, which is good, because the free comics, terrible.
Well, yeah.
Now, there's a big Marvel versus DC divide in the comic book fandom.
Right.
And I enjoy both. But if we're going to just break it down to free comic books, we're going to throw all the non-Marvel and non-DC stuff out the window.
Okay, my whole reasoning for Marvel versus DC and even mentioning that as a possibility for a topic was that there are so many independent comic distributors, and there are so many offshoots, like so many branches from these very steady, like rooted companies, that it would just kind of swallow us whole. Marvel and DC are very easy to separate. You got Marvel, Spider-Man, the X-Men, Superman,
Avengers.
No, Superman's not.
No.
Marvel.
No, he's DC. So they're apparently really easy to
separate. Shut up.
Very easy to separate.
Shut your face. Shut up. Okay. So you got X-Men, Iron Man.
He's an Avenger.
Fantastic Four.
Yes. Yes.
Spider-Man.
Yes.
Thor, obviously. Yes. Anyone that's in the Avengers.
Yeah.
But then for DC, you have Superman, and you have Batman, you have the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone in the Justice League, I think Aquaman. Is Aquaman DC?
He is. A much maligned character.
Well, who would buy a fucking comic about a dude that helps fish?
See, that's the problem.
That's like going to SeaWorld for me.
That would be the
callback.
Did I ever tell you about my invention, the fish gun?
The fish gun.
Now, what I would do, when you go to SeaWorld, they have the dolphin shows.
Right.
Where the dolphins leap out of the air.
Mm-hmm.
And catch fish in the middle of the air. They have these people thrown up. And they come down, they splash the front row. And they bring out their killer whale, who actually killed somebody. So
yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah, he's keeping it street.
The advertising.
He is keeping it street. Way to do it. So, we thought, you know what? It would be fun to add extra fish just to fuck up this program. And the best way to do that when you're on a bleachers is the fish gun.
It's like a t-shirt gun, but with fish.
Exactly. You crack it open, like a old-fashioned, like a...
shotgun?
More like a grenade launcher from Vietnam.
Okay.
You pop it open, and you get this wiggling fish, like... put it in there. Boom.
Like a grouper?
A grouper, yeah. A grouper would
be
good.
But how big are you talking for the barrel? Like, is it a barrel that
you
would
go just with a
guns?
Smelt? No. You're going to go with full size, a smelt, a halibut.
A tuna?
A tuna? No, you would need a huge cannon to shoot a tuna. A tuna cannon.
I feel
tuna cannon is something that really gross guys say.
Oh. Yeah, that does.
Yeah, I feel like the gross guy would call their penis the tuna cannon. Yeah,
or maybe like shoving a fish into a tuna cannon.
This is something that's only said in the back of strip joints and possibly
because
at
the
truck
only reason
stop.
Why they're said in the back of strip joints is because strippers are paid to listen to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't say that to a
or,
girl you took home
or
to
maybe,
mom.
Maybe something that the guys would say while working on a vehicle that's up on a lift, you know,
like or you, welding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jackhammers. So, that tuna cannon. Woof.
Let me tell you something. My tuna cannon is itchy today.
Moving on. DC Moving on. And fucking Marvel.
Now, for Free Comic Book Day, DC put out a thing about their new 52, which is a weekly comic book.
Wasn't that something that Patton Oswalt got all, like, pissed off about?
Oh, he gets pissed off about a lot of things.
Yeah.
But... what they end up doing is a couple of pages, they're like a couple of page previews on for each book. And it really, it's kind of like watching a bunch of trailers.
Mm.
And the Avengers is actually, Marvel put out an Avengers comic book that's actually a comic book. That's an entire story. It's a cliffhanger, but it's actually a comic book. It's like a comic book that you... and it will lead you to buy books as well.
Well, because it brings out a new storyline.
Right.
So, Marvel was giving you, like, a full product, whereas DC was just like, we're just
giving you a taste. We'll let you wet your beak.
We call this tantric entertainment. I mean, you know, you're going to get 15 panels, but you're also going to wonder, what happened to Wonder Woman? Where is that invisible jet?
I don't think she has the invisible jet in the comic books.
Really?
I think a lot of what we know about DC Comics comes from the 70s Super Friends show.
I've never seen that show.
Really?
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 You don't recognize this voice! Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice!
No.
No.
I don't recognize it at all. I remember Batman... with the Adam West episodes.
Right, yes.
With the shark repellent. But that was in Batman the movie.
The Adam West Batman the movie.
Uh-huh.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Right.
Yes.
But I don't remember the Super Friends. Was that like the early hashings of the Justice League?
It was a kiddie watered down network version of the Justice League. The Justice League... predated the Super Friends.
Who was in the Justice League? Were the Wonder Twins? No, Wonder Twins are
Wonder Twins,
Marvel.
No, Wonder Twins are from Super Friends.
Really?
They exist only on that cartoon.
I'm a little confused
because I think that you have absorbed this pop culture, maybe by not even seeing it. Maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe you absorbed it from Robot Chicken or something.
Well, the Wonder Twins, I know that... I definitely got that from Scrubs when it's Wonder Twins activate form of an ice menorah.
Yeah, the Wonder Twins were outer space. They were alien twins.
Okay.
Who had twin powers. The girl could turn into some sort of animal. And the guy could turn into some sort of form of water. Now, if you're going to create a brand new character, these aren't in the comic books. You don't have to go with existing characters that have been around since the 40s. This is a brand new character. You say, hey, how about twins that have to be next to each other to activate their powers? Brilliant. I like it. What are their powers? Well, one of them's a shapeshifter. And she can turn into any kind of animal, like a panther or an eagle. Excellent. I like this. What's the other twin? Well, they're fraternal twins. So the other one's a boy. Okay. Excellent. He can turn into any form of water. Really?
What the fuck, dude?
Water?
Water?
No, just...
Hear me out, bro.
Ice, steam, any form of water. It's the 70s. Kids are stupid. Let's do this. Boom.
Can we make them into a breakfast cereal?
Yes, we can.
Spectacular.
Puffed corn and corn syrup. Got it.
The funny thing is that...
Television douchebag executive powers activate!
Marvel actually had a set of fraternal twins that they introduced in the 2003 animated series Spider-Man.
Did not see that.
Oh my god, Neil Patrick Harris is a voice in it.
Okay.
And Mary Jane is Lisa Loeb.
What? Does she have glasses?
No.
And a Hello Kitty t-shirt?
No, but she's so like goth emo chick, and it's Peter Parker in college.
Oh, very nice.
It's so good. It's so bad, it's so good. But it has that weird... I don't know when the shift came between, like, panel animation and complete CG to this, like, crazy amalgamation of...
This hybrid of computer-enhanced cell animation.
Like, where it looks like you're looking at a comic book, but they're still moving like they're regularly animated.
Cell-shaded... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. With the super thick
borders. You can either if you like it, you can thank video games for it. If you hate it, you can blame video games for it.
It took me a while to get into it, to be perfectly honest. Like Harry Osborn is played by Ian Ziering.
Oh.
From 90210.
Okay. Sure.
And he's like.
He's the guy who spells Ian really weird. Or does he pronounce it really weird?
Yeah, he pronounces it Ian, but it's spelled Ian.
Okay. All right, guy. Sure, guy.
All right. That's fine.
He could be Ian. He could be Ian. I don't care.
But it's not the best series, but they also introduced the set of fraternal twins, which is a really long roundabout to what I was initially talking about. But I thought that they were the Wonder Twins. However, these twins had the power of mind manipulation. And, like, they had the power of creating a completely alternate universe inside someone's brain.
What were they called, these twins?
I don't remember. I thought that they were called the Wonder Twins.
Because there was a twin characters who were bad guys.
Mm-hmm. They had, like black hair.
Fenris or something? They were, like, Germans. I think they were descended from a Nazi.
Yes! Oh, my God. They were a result of an experiment. Like, their mother or father was experimented on, and then they had these powers.
Yeah, that was in the X-Men. They were X-Men villains, I think.
Maybe.
Now you didn't read a lot of comic books.
I didn't. Unfortunately, we did have a comic book shop that was within a bike ride away. Like, I'd have to go through Powder Hollow. And Powder Hollow and Enfield, you need some more drinks?
Oh, I need some more whiskey this Sunday.
Okay. Powder Hollow in Enfield is, unfortunately, a very steep hill to go through. So in order
it's called Powder Hollow?
You don't know. Okay. Powder Hollow is where they used to make...
They used to make baby powder there.
Gunpowder.
Oh. Wait, this sounds so hillbilly. Okay, so it's Powder... Powder Holler?
Powder Hollow. Hollow. It's in... It's in this area in Enfield known as Hazardville. And the reason why it's known as Hazardville is because there were a lot of explosions.
Because stuff would blow up there because they made guns.
Because powders. Shit went wrong.
Now, Connecticut's got a big gun culture, historically.
Yeah, Colt is... Colt Colt, originated here.
Winchester, U.S. Repeating Arms, a lot of guns
were up made in here.
Yes, up in here. I had a friend who lived in the Colt factory after it was no longer a Colt factory.
The one with the gift from the Tsar?
The big blue dome, yeah.
Yeah.
Shiny. Anyway, Powder Holler.
Powder Hollow used to be a place where they would make gunpowder, so there were a lot of explosions, so the only thing that remained after all of it was a bunch of rubble and a barn that they built after they were like, let's not make any more gunpowder.
Let's stop making gunpowder. Instead, let's raise chickens.
Yeah. Instead, let's make it pretty. So, funny side story. My friend had her wedding at the Powder Hollow Barn, which was... I should cut this out. She's not going to listen to it anyways. It was...
Is she still married?
No.
Okay.
Probably because she got married at the Powder Hollow Barn.
I got married at the... Irish American Community Center. The first time we got married.
Okay. But the reason why I was telling you about Powder Hollow is because I lived in the presidential section of Enfield.
Oh, Wait, so did you live next to the Lincolns and the Kennedys?
No, but I lived off of Taft and Tyler and Monroe and Kennedy.
Harrison was a really short...
Abbey Road is on there, and I don't know why. I don't think
because like we ran out of presidents, and we saw we like the Beatles.
Yeah, what's up? But Abbey Road went into the Jewels section as well.
They renamed it now George W. Bush.
Okay, Enfield has a really fucked up like naming system. So the presidential section, you have Taft, you have Van Buren, Monroe, Kennedy, Buchanan, Tyler.
Then there's the vice presidential section. You've got Mondale. You've got Burr.
I don't even know who those people are. But you continue down Abbey Road, and it brings you into Birdland. So you have Sparrow, and you have...
Charlie Parker.
Sure.
Snipe. Big.
Mockingbird Lane and things like that. And then you get into the jewel section, which is Stardust and just different jewel cuts. Diamonds.
Stardust is not a jewel?
It's actually a cut for a diamond.
Okay.
So it would just...
I thought they'd all be named after songs from the Jewel.
No.
There'd be like yodeling. There'd be
Yodeling Alaskan Lane.
There'd be like Snaggletooth Lane.
Oh my god. Like, living in my car extension. So anyways, I lived in the presidential section, and the presidential section was separated from Hazardville.
By a giant wall.
Yes.
No.
No.
No, not really.
The presidential section was separated...
From Hazardville.
From Hazardville with Powder Hollow. So in order to get to the comic book shop in Hazardville, I had to ride my bike up a hill.
Through Powder Hollow.
Down a hill.
Into Powder Hollow. Holler.
Powder Hollow. And then I had to go up an enormous incline to get to the comic book shop.
And so, you said, fuck comic books, I have television.
I was like, I could go there. But it's 1993, and X-Men is on my television. So I did end up going to the comic book shop maybe 3 or 4 times in the 15 years that it lived there.
So what you missed out on?
What I missed out on.
In the comic books, with those crazy German twins with the mental powers.
Right.
In the comic books, they were doing it with each other.
They were
Lannistering the shit out of that. Yeah.
Ew.
That was before George R. R. Martin, too. Maybe that's where you got the idea. Because you can make Nazis do anything.
And you can justify it. You know,
they're like, they're Nazis. They're obviously reprehensible people. We could do anything.
It's terrible. So, it's terrible that they're Nazis. It's terrible that they're German. So, let's make them fucking
It's terrible that they're German.
I'm not
Back paddle.
I'm not putting the blame on Stan Lee or nothing, but...
Stan Lee wasn't German, he was Jewish.
Yeah.
His real name was Lieber.
Okay, well maybe he was just like, I feel like my family needs some sort of redemption, so let's make a German brother and sister fuck each other.
Stan Lee was long done with the day-to-day Marvel comicking by the time those Nazi sister diddlers came into existence. By the way, Nazi sister diddler? That's my Tool cover band. It's my Rammstein cover band.
My Nena cover band? 99 Love Balloons?
99 Stutt Balloons.
Oh, god damn it. Yeah, the twins in the Spider-Man revamp with Neil Patrick Harris, which was amazing. Spider-Man. Actually, no, I'm still kind of...
Is that on the Netflix?
It is, and that's why I watched it.
Boom. All right, so... Post-move Whiskey on Sundays, we might have to do homework and watch a Netflix-y.
Can we do Hobo with a Shotgun?
Oh, we're going to punch that in right now. Ba-bam.
Activate.
Hobo with a Shotgun, I know, it's serious.
It's Rutger Hauer. In a fucking movie about a vagrant with some firepower.
The best thing about that, it was a fake trailer that was turned into a real movie.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody made a fake trailer, and people were like, Hobo with a Shotgun? Somebody please throw money at this!
And they did.
Not a lot of money.
Whatever. It's still a 90-minute show.
Hobo with a Shotgun. So that'll be next week, will be Hobo with a Shotgun.
Maybe. The thing is, I have to convince myself to watch it. I'm like, I really like the cover art, and I mean, Rutger Hauer as a person is probably the biggest dick face in the world, but I
How do you know that? Have you heard dick face stories?
I've heard a lot of, like, not so nice things about him.
He's kind of like an old dude, though, now.
He's like Mariah Carey of the old dude movie world.
I bet you he doesn't want you on his lawn.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have a shotgun in real life. No. He basically just has a crossbow from Lady Hawk.
Hobo with a hobo with a press agent.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Burns a little when you cough it in, right?
You can't snarf whiskey.
Nope.
Snarfing whiskey is no good. You know what we haven't done in a while?
What?
15-minute theater.
We have not. And the thing is, that was so much fun. And I think we only did it twice. 15-minute theater is finding the shittiest possible title of a movie on Netflix. And then fast-forwarding... Until the last 15 minutes of the movie.
And then we'd watch it.
And then we'd watch it and talk to each other. Either through text messages or through a phone call. It's very fun to do. I think the last one that we did was a Rose McGowan thing.
Oh, what was that terrible one?
Oh my god, and she was like, and they were all wearing plastic and killing each other.
What the fuck was it called?
Oh, man.
Doom Generation.
Yes.
What was the other one with one of the Coreys? And,
Was it film?
Jeremy Irons and, the twist ending was... I only saw the twist ending. So it wasn't so much of a twist, it was more of like a... Huh.
What was it? What was the twist?
The person was died and it turns out that... The husband and the mentor were gay lovers or something?
Oh, Dark Harbor.
Dark Harbor.
That was Norman Reedus. Norman Reedus and Alan Rickman.
And Alan Rickman. Okay. I have to apologize to Mr. Norman Reedus.
Weirdus?
Norman Weirdbeard. Wow. Why did I think it was... Oh, because Reedus is too good to be in those fucking Corey... That's obviously a Feldman movie. No, that was a Haim movie. that Reedus actually... I think Haim was probably too high to do that movie. So Reedus did it. Good looking out, Reedus. I mean, good looking out for doing that. Sometimes you gotta take one for the team.
You gotta get paid.
If that team is Team Corey, which I don't know how you end up doing that, but...
You know, there's actually...
Now, you can understand Jeremy Irons, Rickman, older British dudes.
Both of them... Adorable. Both of them could have been Snape.
Yeah. You're like a stern English guy thing, don't you? Yeah.
Well, I was never.
You have a headmaster fetish, don't you?
I kind of do.
Yeah.
I've always gone to public schools, so I didn't know that actually could exist.
And it doesn't really in real life.
Why don't we get back to DC versus versus Marvel?
DC versus Avengers.
If you were to have to pick one of the two of them, which would you prefer? Like, which is your favorite?
Okay, well, now, characters.
Let's separate it. DC versus Marbles.
DC versus Marbles. I'm going to go with Direct Current over Glass Children's Toys.
DC versus Marvel for heroes. Which universe had the best hero?
All right, well, how do we define the best? You know, most interesting or most powerful? Because there is a power disparity with Marvel.
Marvel or with DC? Because DC is extremely limited.
No. Wrong.
Okay, why don't you tell me why you believe that I'm wrong?
I feel that... if you take the two premier groups, you can go with JLA versus Avengers.
Okay.
Thor and Hulk are your heavy hitters, right? Because Thor is like this lightning god, and Hulk is this huge, giant dude who just breaks stuff. He's basically Godzilla with purple pants.
That's Marvel.
But there's a power disparity because you have Superman, who's basically Superman. And then you've got Martian Manhunter, who's basically Superman with also mental powers. Then you've got, you know, there's always a Batman. There's always a Batman who's a dude who's just really good at a couple things. But no superpowers?
Yeah, but I mean, he's like that kid that's like, I am special. And then he kicks a rock and then walks away.
Depends on, like, the problem is who's writing them, you know? In order for Batman to hang with all these super crazy godlike beings...
He has to do something of note.
So he's super smart.
Right.
And he's got everything figured out. And he's like the Moriarty of superheroes.
Oh my god. I actually really like that. The Moriarty of superheroes. But Moriarty was a villain. Sherlock was the hero. And I'm using air quotes.
I say Moriarty because I don't think Sherlock ever got laid. And Batman's gotten laid.
Yeah, he has. Well, Batman may not have.
No.
But Bruce Wayne did.
No, Batman. Batman nailed Catwoman. Yeah. Up and down, all over the place. He also nailed
Talia Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has a baby with her. He's a baby daddy. He's a deadbeat dad.
What?
He is. Not a dime. This is the fucking richest man in the East Coast.
I'm sorry. He has not
sent a fucking dime to that fucking bitch.
If you have a birth certificate and it says mother, Talia Gold, father, Batman... How are they supposed to track that motherfucker?
I don't know. I think the kid's name is Wayne.
There's no paper trail. But in your honest opinion, favorite hero?
My favorite heroes are Second Banana DC heroes.
Second Banana.
I'm not a big fan of the Bat Guy. Super Dude, not a huge fan.
Okay.
Wonder Woman, she has an interesting history.
And she can fill out a bustier.
Well, Do you know Wonder Woman's creator, what his deal was?
No.
Wonder Woman was created by a dude who also invented the polygraph, the lie detector machine. He lived with his wife and their girlfriend.
So he put the poly in polygraph.
They had a bunch of kids.
Okay.
The three of them. After he died, the two ladies still lived together and raised each other's children. And actually, the girlfriend cared for the wife after she was too elderly to care for herself. First doctorate, I think. The woman was the first female doctorate in Massachusetts.
Really?
Yeah. Both these women were super smart. But another thing is that the creator of Superman, inventor of the polygraph, really into kinky female domination. Like to be tied up by ladies.
The lasso of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You still have not answered the question.
Ties,
I mean,
it all
you
in.
gave me a really great piece of trivia that I'm definitely all right. going to
Here's my on. My favorite characters. I like the third Flash. Wally West was my favorite Flash.
Okay.
And I like Green Arrow.
Okay.
Second banana.
But you prefer the DC over the Marvel for...
I prefer those two characters.
Superhero.
But in Marvel, I was a big fan of Daredevil. Because I started reading Daredevil during Frank Miller's first run.
Okay.
In the early 80s. Then I started reading Chris Claremont's X-Men. So there's some certain X-Men that I liked. But I didn't have to choose.
Well, yeah, because they were readily available.
And the dude would put them all in the same folder on Wednesdays, and I would go up and pick them up.
Oh, so you had special orders.
Oh, yeah. I had a pull list.
You had a standing order?
I had a hold.
Nice.
Where you know, he every time the book would come in, he'd take it aside, put it into the folder, and then I'd show up, go through it, take most of them home. Someone would go, I don't think so.
My favorite heroes, I gotta say, some of the X-Men, because...
There's so many of them.
Well, there are so many of them, but I could not stand a lot of the drama that was going on, like, I love him, and I love other him, and I'm also an alien being living inside me. Jean Grey can suck a dick. That's pretty much how I feel about her. I do, however, really like Logan. I love the Wolverine character.
Yeah.
Absolutely adore that character.
I like his relationship with Kitty Pryde.
Yes.
Where he was like a father figure. Like
yeah.
He was like a loose cannon, crazy person, but when it came to Kitty Pryde, he was a responsible father figure.
True.
Even though some dads will teach you how to balance a checkbook, he taught her ninja death killing.
Right. And as much as I love Batman, like Batman, probably my favorite DC hero, I still like Iron Man better. Because Tony Stark...
My best friend was really into Iron Man, because we both went to the same comic book shop.
Okay.
And I did Daredevil, he did Iron Man. Because what you do is you show up, you buy this month's comic book, and then you go buy a back issue. So you're working forward and backward at the same time.
Right.
And this was in the 80s during the Bob Layton run of Iron Man where Tony Stark fell hard into his alcoholism. Now, drinking and driving is bad.
Yep.
Drinking and flying a suit of heavily armed armor...
Worse. Yep.
It was so well written, and it's such like so far removed from what you expect from a comic book. You're like, oh my god, this guy is not only flawed, he is fucked. And you know, at one point, his friend had to take over the Iron Man suit. He's like, dude, no. Give me the keys. I'm gonna drive the suit around a bit. You gotta chill. And I wasn't like, Iron Man sounds cool. But there was a crossover. It was a tiny... like a cameo, where Daredevil is fighting this dude at this high society party, and Tony Stark is fucking ripped out of his mind, and he's like, wait, I can fight! I'm a superhero! I'm a superhero! Didn't have his suit. He just had his tuxedo and a skin full of bourbon. He's like, I'm a superhero, too! And he falls on himself.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, wow, that's so cool. But,
But he also had, like, I know Bruce Wayne has a bunch of, like, great tech experiments and stuff like that, but also a lot of that was from the Wayne Corporation, whereas Tony Stark created all of this stuff for himself.
Well, here, Tony Stark is an inventor.
Yes.
He is your Dyson vacuum cleaner guy.
Yeah, well, he's also blessed with billions of dollars as well.
From his dad.
Yes.
Right. Who is also an inventor.
But he was an inventor now, of, like, weapons of mass destruction, right?
Yeah. Well, not, you know, weapons of weapons.
Yeah.
Any weapon is a weapon of mass destruction if you use it long enough.
If you use it correctly.
Yeah. Like, a knife could be a weapon of mass destruction if you stab 1,000 people with it.
I know. And then you have the souls of 1,000 people and a knife.
Oh, my God.
We don't live in a comic book. We don't live in a comic book, Seth. Can you please put that knife away? That would be lovely.
But it's glowing.
Nope, no, it's not glowing.
It's singing.
It is not glowing. That is schizophrenia. That is schizophrenia, Seth. Schizophrenia. Anyways.
So, but Batman is Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes... And Bill Gates. No, Sherlock Holmes, who has Bill Gates working for him.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
He is... Here's the thing about Tony Stark, about the difference between Batman and any of those other superheroes. Batman pretends to be Bruce Wayne.
But he's actually Batman.
He's Batman. He is a mentally fucked up dude... Who beats people up.
Because he's still 9 years old watching his parents get mommy killed die. In an alley.
Yeah. Now, the other people are like, Oliver Queen is Oliver Queen, who dresses up, puts a mask on, becomes Green Arrow to fight crime.
Right.
But he's still Oliver Queen. Which is why he's got illegitimate kids all over the fucking place. Because he's... He's Oliver Queen. He's like, oh, I'm rich. I'm good looking. I got this jaunty Van Dyke goatee. Ladies love it. I'm going to have to knock somebody up. Which is my third favorite DC character.
I'm going to have to knock somebody up. Mama said knock you up.
Mama said knock you up.
Wait, that's the thing?
No.
No. No, you're talking DC.
Oliver Queen had an illegitimate son who at some point took over as Green Arrow. And he was Connor. He was awesome. And I think he might have been erased by this reboot. Which sucks because he was awesome. Because his dad was Oliver Queen. You know, blonde archer dude. And his wife was this African-American, half-Vietnamese lady. So he's like this tri-ethnic dude who
was... He's like, I can check off every box and get a job for affirmative action wherever I go.
And he's raised on this in this monastery, so he's kind of like a little shy. And he's like this Buddhist monastery guy who's doing Zen archery. He was awesome.
Awesome. Alright, now let's go villains. Which villains are best from DC or Marvel?
Marvel has the best villain. Best villain. Single. No, actually, it's two of the best villains. Marvel's first best villain, Doctor Doom.
I fucking hated the Fantastic Four and everything having to do with it.
But Doctor Doom's the best villain.
I'm gonna disagree with you. If we're talking Marvel, Magneto.
Magneto's my second favorite villain. Because you kind of get where he's coming from.
You're like, no, yeah, people are assholes, man.
Yeah, just, you know what? Eradicate. Yes, your family was murdered by the Nazis, and now you're you're like,
and now you're preaching genocide.
But he's a double minority. You know, it's like, yes, my family were murdered because they were Jews. I am
also a mutant.
And everyone fears and wants to kill me. So maybe I'll go on the offensive.
Yeah, that I can understand.
And in the at one point, Magneto had tempered his philosophy, had come to an agreement with Charles Xavier, and when Xavier had this heart attack and was off in space being space repaired,
right,
he took over his school. So Magneto had reformed as a villain and was running his school. Of course, they fired that editor and then erased all the character development that happened. So, but I love the fact that he was a conflicted villain with... The best villains are the ones who think they're doing the right thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, muhahaha! Villains, not interesting as much as the villains who think they're doing the right thing.
No, it's not a matter of who's wearing the white hat and the black hat in a cowboy film. It's whoever has a gray hat and you can see both sides of it. Like, oh, this is wrong because of this. This is right because of this. Yeah. I mean, all good villains also have a white hat somewhere.
Now, Dr. Doom had three different things going on with him. Number one, he had the rivalry with Reed Richards, where he wanted to be the smartest guy, and Reed Richards was the smartest guy, and he's like, oh, I'm smarter than who? There was also the thing where his mom was killed, and he was trying to seek revenge for the death of his mother, and he's a brilliant inventor plus a sorcerer, so. Because he combined the two.
Right.
The third thing is, he took over this country, this fictional Eastern European country, Latveria.
Right.
But people who live in Latveria
loved him.
They have it sweet there because he's got fucking high tech. They're not participating in any economic downturn, but he goes off on these big schemes and revenge tours and has to bring down the Fantastic Four or Reed Richards or whatever, and the entire country is like, alright, well, I guess we gotta fend for ourselves now. And you can see, like, the economy of Latveria just, like, drops as soon as Dr. Doom gets his world-spinning device online. He's like, oh, I'm gonna go kill Reed Richards. I'm like, oh, great, well, I guess we have to lay off the three guys, because... So what did... you said Magneto was your favorite villain.
Yeah.
What did you like about Magneto?
What I liked most about him is that he was so conflicted about... Well, he wasn't really conflicted. He was just like, no, this is the right way. If people aren't going to be able to be accepting, then they should be eradicated. Because the people that can accept should be the ones that live in this utopian society. Like, with Genosha and the creation of Genosha, which was a big fucking mistake.
Did you read the House of M storyline? As a Magneto fan, you need to do that.
Okay.
It is, reality got changed and Magneto rules the world. And as, like, he's, the House of M is this, he's the royal house.
Damn.
You know, and his kids aren't like estranged Avengers. Because, you know, Magneto's children.
Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
Right. So they're not, you know, they're like prince and princess of House of M.
I don't even know what Scarlet Witch's name is. I know that Quicksilver's Wanda. Pierre. Wanda and Pierre.
Yeah. Wanda and, is it Pierre?
It's Pierre. Huh. I feel somewhat cheated because, like, my only input is the show.
Now, what about the movies? There were two actors who played Magneto. You had Sir Ian McKellen.
Okay.
And then
I didn't see First Class.
Oh my god, you need to see it.
Okay.
As a Magneto fan, you need to see it.
Okay.
It is so good.
My issue...
It is so good because it takes place in the 60s. It's so good.
Okay, my issue with any of the live action movies is that it wasn't the story that I remembered. Like, super breaking canon.
That's a problem that you're going to have with any superhero movie.
Well, that's a problem you're going to have with any comic book as well, because there can be a storyline where someone is breaking canon so hard.
You've got so many people, plus they don't, you know, when you have a comic book that runs 50 years, but it doesn't take place over 50 years, at some point you have to reboot or just stretch things out.
True.
I think you should see First Class, because it's a matter of keeping the spirit of it.
My issue is that whenever I want to go see a movie, there's nobody to go see it with. And I don't have a problem going to see a movie with myself. It's more of just the motivation to do so.
Right.
Like you and I were talking
And putting your shoes on was a big problem, wasn't it?
It was. I was having a super lazy day. The night before, I got a little drunk. And by a little drunk, I mean I wasn't feeling great.
You had poo butt.
No, I didn't have poo butt. Seriously? No, I had the dry heaves. That's what I had.
Oh, I get poo butt before I get the dry heaves.
This is a weird sharing. But I was feeling like shit the night before. And then I woke up in the morning at like 6 o'clock because my ninja neighbor was being an asshole. And then I went back to bed and I got up at 11:30 and I was just watching 30 Rock all day. And I was like, oh, I should go see Avengers. And I was like, there's a 4:30 showing. And then I looked at my clock and it was 4:45. And I went, oh, okay, there's a 7 o'clock showing. And then I went, well, it's 7:30. And I went, oh, there's an 8:45 showing. And I went, I don't want to go tonight. But I spent the entire day making cards.
We went to see the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
It was our friend Tina's birthday, so we went. I had bought the tickets online. Six of us went. We saw the Avengers.
Right.
We get to the part, the big part, where one of the heroes confronts one of the villains, and there is a throwdown about to start in the New York City. Spoiler alert.
It's fine.
Spoiler alert, what happens at that point is the mall catches fire.
Oh my god.
And they evacuate the mall.
Well, that's shitty.
It was actually kind of hilarious because we're like, okay, we know how this works. They explained it in the beginning of this movie, before the trailers, that exits are located on either side of the screen, and we should move to the nearest exit, which is what we do. Everybody else is going, climbing over the seats, going, must go to the entrance we came in at. I'm like, no, there's an exit. Right? Oh, fuck you guys. So we merge in with the crowd from the other theaters, including the 3D people who paid $3 extra in order to get a headache.
Right.
Because...
why wouldn't you?
No, well, wouldn't you? I have $3. My head is fine. Why don't I make my head hurt for $3 extra?
I could really go for some vertigo right now.
I love migraines. So this guy is throwing his 3D glasses on the ground.
I'm assuming you got outside at this point.
In anger. No, this is in the tunnel. Because you're in a mall tunnel.
Oh.
He is throwing, he said, me hate smashing times. throws his glasses. Now, these are cheap glasses. They don't break.
Really?
So then he's like, and he stomps on them. But they are so flimsy that they bend and spring back. So he is in vain trying to stomp on these bendy, smashy glasses and totally failing.
Like, can't even crush it because everything is made out of plastic.
And it's like, oh, whoa, wide range. Okay. You know what? Mall is still burning. If you leave those here, they will probably melt.
Keep going, Jersey.
Keep walking. There's a tanning bed for you somewhere.
Oh, my God.
There's a tanning bed for you.
So you didn't get to see the last of the Avengers.
We went back and saw it. And
was it worth it?
You know, we did see, we got a free ticket to see the second time. All we did is show up and go, yeah, we were here on Friday. Oh, Friday, what time? We were here about, when the place got fire. Yeah. Well, here's your free passes. You can go see the movie again. And our original plan was to go see another movie that let out in time for us to sneak into the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're like, you know what? This movie, we were enjoying it up to this point. Let's enjoy it again.
Right.
And we did. And it was good. And the ending was longer than we expected. It was like half an hour more. And it was amazing. It was amazeballs.
It was everything you wanted in a movie? Everything?
Everything I wanted in an Avengers movie.
Okay.
If I was looking for a porno movie, I would be sadly disappointed. If I was looking for a Shakespearean adaption, also sadly disappointed.
Okay.
But as far as an Avengers movie, pretty good. Yeah, our neighbors are Muppets, apparently. Yeah, I did next door to Muppets.
It's kind of awesome.
We're a multi-ethnic neighborhood. Oh, we have felt Americans.
Yeah, it's got some whites, some blacks.
Some felters.
Some oranges.
I'm sorry, is felter racist?
Some purples.
Sock puppets. Have you seen Greg the Bunny?
Yes.
Did you hear the story, the backstory about Charity Turtle?
No.
The puppet was lost. They lost the puppet, and they had no idea what happened to it. And then somebody returned Charity Turtle. So they made a thing about Charity Turtle after he was returned. And it was like, oh, crying, it's so sweet. Charity
the Turtle. All right, so we talked Marvel villains.
Marvel villains. DC villains.
DC villains. Who are your favorite? I know my favorite, flat out.
Who's your favorite,
flat out? The Gotham Girls. Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn.
Is that because they're gay for each other? Because they totally are.
No, yeah.
It's totally, it happens.
Pamela and Harleen, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they're only villains to Batman. Because if Superman came up against them, he'd be... Anybody with actual powers goes up against girls whose superpower is they're crazy. Okay, Every woman has that superpower. No,
fuck yourself in the face, Seth. Because Harley had strength. She had boosted strength, and she had that enormous mallet. And then you have
she had that enormous mallet.
And then you have
Pamela. She bought it at VIP, Very Intimate Pleasures. She bought that enormous mallet. Yeah.
Well, she also went to Mallets, but they weren't selling anything big enough. But Pamela had hormones that she could just...
Right. And there was the Jim Lee thing where she did use her hormone kissy face thing on Superman.
Still susceptible.
But
I really like the way that they filled out their uniforms.
Yeah. Yeah. I do enjoy Gotham Girls.
Yeah.
Gotham Girls.
Well, it was...
It was those two,
and then it was Catwoman, and then Batgirl.
Also a Batgirl. Also a Gotham Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Batgirl also got... If Gotham Girls was a pay porno site... I would subscribe.
If originally I was going to watch Gossip Girl because I thought it was about them, and then I was like, who is this person and why is she not in costume?
And why is she
a debutante? Yeah. Nope.
Did you see Birds of Prey?
Yes.
Did you wear pants during that?
I tried. No, I'm just... The thing is, with the whole... empowered female villains, it's really hard for a woman to be like, you know, I'm just, this person's crazy, so they're obviously a villain. My
my favorite villains were all from the Batman universe.
Well, he had colorful villains.
Clayface was amazing.
But the thing was with Batman is that his villains were normally crazy, varying degrees on the crazy scale, and they were also organized crime figures.
Yeah, they were less superhero powered.
They weren't going to take over the world.
No.
No, they wanted to run prostitution and gambling.
Right.
Or
the Joker?
They wanted to kill a bunch of people because they was nutso.
The Joker just wanted everyone to have a smile on their face, and if he had to do it while they were dead, then that's fine. The muscles would hold better.
Now, DC has their best villains are mirrors.
Mirrors of what?
Like
Bizarro Superman?
Well, that's where it falls apart.
But, okay, let's start from where it falls
apart. The Flash's best villain is Professor Zoom, who's from the future, who has the same powers. He's the same guy. Super fast guy.
Okay.
Or you can say Vandal Savage, who is a caveman who just never died and just has millions of years, thousands of years of accumulated knowledge. But the Green Lantern's best villain, Sinestro, who was a Green Lantern who turned.
Right.
Went bad. I think that Ra's al Ghul or Ra's al Ghul is kind of a Batman-y type guy, but on the other side.
Well, and then you have the villain that actually encapsulates both good and bad with Two-Face.
Two-Face, he's such a good villain because he is the thing that they lost in the Schumacher Two-Face, the Tommy Lee Jones. Which, what a waste of Tommy Lee Jones, right? You have Tommy Lee Jones, yeah. and you put him as the sidekick to Jim Carrey. The best thing about him is that he was Bruce Wayne's best friend.
His moral compass or immoral compass was strictly decided by one thing. By the flip of a goddamn coin. So it didn't matter if you had someone... If you had someone that you absolutely loved and you were like, okay, the insane part of me wants to flay you alive. The sane part of me wants to flay this deer and maybe cook up some venison.
No.
But we'll flip a coin.
Flip a coin, yeah.
I mean, heads, you win.
Now, DC versus... I feel that there's several different media. You have to address the different media.
Okay.
Movies, Marvel has beaten DC in the dick.
Repeatedly.
Now you've got...
It's like 437 jump punches. Have,
Marvel has this overall thing. Now they haven't gotten... The X people and Spider-Man are both still under option from other studios. They haven't brought them into Marvel Studios.
Right.
Eventually those will die out. And we will get Spider-Man joining the Avengers or whatever.
Right.
Lizzie Lox is... She's a lot of awesome.
She is.
She is very Harley Quinn.
I know. I think that's why I like her so much.
I don't know. There's nobody I know who's not half in love, mostly in lust with Lizzie Lox.
Did I tell you I finally figured out the next thing for my nerd sleeve? Three diamonds nice. In the Harley Quinn pattern on my shoulder.
Nice.
I'm trying to think of whether or not I want them in red or black, or if I want to do a mixture of the two.
Three diamonds, do one red, one white, black, one white.
It was never white. It was red or black. But it was like red, 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 black, black, that sort of thing, so. But I was also thinking of actually doing them, like, red here and then black here. But
I'm trying not to think of you in a sexual way. Remember that? Do you remember that? Do you remember when Seth decided he was no longer going to think of you in a sexual way?
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Because he thought that perhaps our friendship would be stronger if he suppressed any sexual feelings he had towards you.
I appreciate that. Well, you're still recording. Crap.
I thought you're looking at that. No.
All right. All right, so we're talking about Marvel versus DC in the film industry? Or in the media industry?
I think that DC, as far as animation, has it beat over Marvel.
Are you sure about that?
I think that the Paul Dini look of starting with the Batman adventures.
The Batman the Animated Series from the 90s?
That very retro look that, like, Art Nouveau.
Film noir, pulpy. Yeah. Just, like, take a bite into it and it's just you get a throat full of pulp. Get it.
You're such a dirty girl.
I am. I fucking loved it. I loved it. My favorite episode of that was Almost Got 'Em, where you have Killer Croc. Almost
Gotham?
No. It's Almost Got 'Em. I know I got it. And I'm laughing on the inside, but I really want to talk about this. Batman the Animated Series, there was an episode called Almost Got Him. And it was maybe a two-parter. And it's the Joker, Pamela Isley, Killer Croc, and the Penguin. And they're all sitting and playing poker and talking about how they almost caught Batman.
I love that one. Oh, and they have these tall tales. It's like Rashomon.
Yeah.
That's these tall tales that aren't really that accurate. Yes. Right. That's a really good episode.
It turns out that one of the people is not who they said they were.
And they're actually Batman.
Yes.
And he's Batmaning it up.
Yep.
My favorite... I like the Bat peripheral characters better than Batman himself. The Bat family.
I hated Robin.
Which Robin?
I loved him when he became Nightwing.
So you like Dick?
I do like Dick. But Dick Grayson, he was a whiny little bitch until he became Nightwing.
I like Nightwing.
Love Nightwing.
Nightwing has a great run with the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Bangs space princesses. Nightwing. I like the third Robin.
Who is that?
Well, Nightwing was then replaced. There was Jason Todd, who nobody liked. Like, they liked him so poor.
He was the Meg.
No, they had an episode, an issue, where there was a cliffhanger. Will Robin live? Will Robin die? You had to call a 900 number to decide. You had to spend 50 cents to decide whether Robin would live and Robin die. Overwhelmingly, they killed that little boy. So Jason Todd died. Of course, comic books, nobody dies forever. So he became a villain later on, which was actually a good story. But the third Robin was Tim Drake.
Tim Drake was in Return of the Joker for Batman Beyond.
Now, he figured out the Robin thing. He had seen Dick Grayson as the Graysons, as the Flying Graysons. He figured out that Robin was Grayson, and from that, figured out who Batman was. He's like, Batman's Bruce Wayne. And then he saw Batman going a little bit overboard, and he's like, Batman needs a Robin to keep him from being a crazed killer. So he became Robin before Batman knew who he was. He's like a wicked smart kid.
Moonlighting as Robin.
And he just assigned himself the job as Robin. And at one point he's like, you know what, Batman? You are fucking crazy and you can go suck my cock because I'm out of here.
Have you ever seen the Batman Beyond movie, The Return of the Joker?
Yes.
With Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill was the best Joker.
He totally was.
Better than Cesar Romero. Much better than Jack Nicholson.
Super much.
Jack Nicholson was way too old to play that job.
You know what? I'm even going to go out on a limb. Better than Ledger.
Do you know who should have been the Batman of the Tim Burton Batmans? Who should have been the Joker of the Tim Burton Batmans? Ray Liotta. We want to
see it.
We want to punch that in?
Yeah, let's punch that in.
He was actually, I think he might have been considered, or maybe it was just something that happened in my noggin.
Well, because he was doing all those, like, gangland casino bullshit.
He had just done Something Wild, which you should see.
That's the Jeff Daniels, Melanie Griffith.
Yes.
I've seen it. Oh. With the handcuffs.
Bye-bye. And again.
Oh, and that one exploded. Yeah.
Because Nicholson was way too old to do
that. He was. Well, also, no, I don't think he was way too old in the way that Burton had the storyline going. Because the storyline was going that he witnessed a young adult or mid-adult killing his parents.
Yeah.
So for him to play
I just
that,
thought that the Batman and the Joker are
similar ages.
They're similar ages. They're opposites of they're people who were traumatized and one went one way, one went the other.
Right, but if you were to do something like that, there's no way that they could be tied into the death of the parents. So in order for it to be a cohesive storyline, the Joker would have to be older.
Who's the best Alfred?
Michael Goh.
Michael Goh?
Michael Goh? Isn't that the name of Alfred?
Michael Caine.
No. Michael Goh. Is it Alfred Goh?
You're going to go on the internet and make you look like an asshole, aren't you?
No, I might make me look like an asshole.
From what movie? What version?
From the Tim Burton ones.
You think he's better than Michael Caine?
Yes. Is it Alfred Goh? No, because then I would make jokes about that all the time.
It's
G-O-U-G-H.
I have a strong feeling I'm going to look like an asshole. I have a strong feeling that you're going to be right, I'm going to be wrong.
Yes.
I'm married, so I'm used to that.
Michael Goh.
Yes, I agree with you.
This is Michael Goh.
I agree. Much better, Alfred.
And the thing is, I love me some Michael Caine. He's a great dude.
I want to see Michael Caine as a supervillain.
I would love to see him as a supervillain. The episodes, or not the episodes, but the movies that Michael Goh was in were campy at best. Like, all of them were hyper-exaggerated.
No, they were...
But they were closer to the cartoon than the Nolan.
The Nolan were much closer to the comic books of the Frank Miller comics.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going Frank Miller Sin City, there's no way that there can be any happiness at all. And there's a whimsy with the Michael Goh Alfred.
I thought he played a better Alfred.
I agree.
But he played them in shittier movies.
No. I
think the animated Alfred was the better Alfred.
Well, he was. But I really enjoyed the Michael Keaton.
Now, have you read The Dark Knight Returns, the Frank Miller, the seminal Batman story?
I have not read a Batman comic ever. And I know that that makes me a shitty fan.
No, here's the problem. The problem is that you're... Oh, I don't know if it's even available. You have the first-gen Nook, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm going to have to actually... When you move to Portland,
mm-hmm.
which is in a matter of
months.
Microseconds at this point, you're going to have to set up a wish list, which will mail them to your address.
Right.
And you're going to have to... I'm going to give you a list of things to put on your wish list.
Okay.
So I can give them to you. And one of them will be the 1986 Dark Knight Returns.
See, the thing is, I think Frank Miller is a shithead. Like, he's the shittiest shithead that ever shot out of shit town.
No, he didn't. He's not like, Roman Polanski shithead. Like, he's full of himself, but he never diddled young girls.
If that's what makes you a shithead,
that's a problem. Yeah, my problem is that I have a Roman Polanski base, and then anybody who's a better person than Roman Polanski gets a pass.
That's a little difficult.
using Roman Polanski as your middle.
Yeah, there's Roman. All right, Frank Miller is a big Frank Miller fan. Probably a bigger Frank Miller fan than you are, and that's a problem.
Well, no, I liked Sin City. I did.
Yes.
Loved Sin City, yes. And I actually read those graphic novels, but there are some things that I can look past, and I mean, with music, if someone's a shithead, I can typically look past it. That's unless good I thing, know
'cause most...
too much about that person before I even listen to them at all.
The worst thing about it, when you're really into a band and then you meet them and they suck and they're like terrible people and you're like, oh.
No, you know my issues with Jerry Olney.
But Michael Graves, very cordial, very nice. Even though he and I are politically completely opposite, he was a very nice person.
It's all about respect. And if someone does not respect you as a fan or as someone that appreciates the work that they do, fuck them. But with Frank Miller, I didn't get the chance to appreciate what it was he was actually telling before I came to realize how much of a cocksucker I thought he was as a person. Like, Chris Brown, cannot listen to any of his songs because I know exactly what he fucking did.
Well, the bright side of that is that his music is terrible.
Well, yeah, the bright side is that I never have to listen to
Chris Brown's song. And also, the girl he beat, also her music is terrible.
I like Rihanna. Yeah. But I'm also kind of pissed. Like, she's like, oh, I don't want to be a role model, or I don't want to be the spokeswoman for domestic abuse. And I'm like, you got the shit kicked out of you. I mean, standing up and saying, this is wrong.
By a guy who sells less records than you.
Yeah, standing up and saying, this is wrong.
That's like Sonny beating Cher.
You don't need to deal with that shit.
And there's a reason why that guy ended up hitting a tree while skiing. She engineered that.
She's just...
She has magical powers.
Oh, okay. She...
I saw Witches of Eastwick. I know. I know.
Cher can manipulate nature.
She can.
I'm terrified of Cher now.
You're Cherified.
Oh, my God. You're an asshole. I am Cherified.
Can you believe... Is there a way to do a Cher impression without filling your mouth full of oatmeal?
Marbles.
Oh, well, yeah. But oatmeal tastes better.
Yeah, it's true.
And also you can switch
right over. You do sound right like over. Aquaman when you're trying to be Cher.
That poor bastard Aquaman.
Aquaman got like the shittiest deal in the world.
He did.
And you know...
Kevin and you know Smith what? They dealt with this they a while ago. Try to bring Aquaman. They try to make him cool. They try so hard. But he's always hamstringed by the Super Friends. Aquaman talks with the fish, and he can make the fish do fishy things.
Okay, Aquaman is essentially the goth chick. In the group of friends.
No, Aquaman... Like, they try to make Aquaman the Shakespearean tragedy. And everyone's like, hey, he's a dude in tights who talks to fish.
Have you ever been a Homestar runner?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Because I had the internet in the 90s.
Okay, well, alright. You know how they did Teen Girl Squad? Mm-hmm. The ugly one? Aquaman. And it's not that he was unattractive. I mean, he had scales in all the right places. But
what is up happening? With the weird face guy?
What the fuck?
What do you want, weird face guy?
We weren't recording.
We are. We are, yeah. And we're keeping this in.
You're keeping this in?
Oh. Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Are you leaving? Is that the story?
Yes, that's
okay.
That's okay. We're recording Whiskey on Sunday.
That's the name of this podcast. It's called Whiskey on Sunday.
Okay, bye.
Smells like
whiskey.
Bye.
I smell like whiskey. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Well, there's the difference between a small penis and a micro penis.
There. It sounds like micro machines. Like fucking.
Well, you know that guy who talked really fast?
Yeah. The guy that played Blur.
Little Dick.
Aww.
Not like you want that guy with that weird mustache to touch you with his thinking.
You know, I always thought that the dude that was in Micro Machines commercials needed to wear, like, a green hat with an L on it. Because he looked like motherfucking...
He's very Luigi-ish?
Live-action Luigi.
Do you think he's better Luigi than, say,
Leguizamo?
Leguizamo.
Go ahead. Well, you're going to hate me. I loved that movie. Because...
I haven't seen it straight through.
I love Samantha Mathis and Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo. I'm not going to apologize. And Dennis fucking Hopper.
Yeah. My problem with that movie was there was Leguizamo, Hopkins, Hopper, wasted.
And Mathis as Princess Peach.
I'm not really sure who.
Have you ever seen Pump Up the Volume?
Oh.
She was the talk hard girl.
And there were boobies in that Bob movie.
Were they?
Yeah.
She was the red letter girl.
Oh,
where not? Pushes later.
Where not? Yeah, I thought that was a wasted opportunity. But it was from my least favorite video game.
I think video games is a different whiskey, a different Sunday. No, that's fine. We can talk about this and I'll put it on Memoirs of a Gamer.
All right. What time is it now?
1:45.
All right. We got plenty of time because I need to...
Well, no, I can stop this. And then we can start talking Super Mario.
Why do I have so many emails?
I don't know. Well, this has been another episode of Whiskey on Sundays.
Yeah, we are ending this abruptly because we're whiskeyed.
We are whiskeyed. And I think that there is pie to be made.
We haven't figured out who won Marvel versus DC. I think it depends on media. Depends on personal choice. I think it is up to you.
I think if we're talking animated series, then Marvel kicks a dick off DC.
I think you're wrong.
I think that you need to shut up.
I think Teen Titans is better than any X-Men series.
I'm going to punch you in the face with my awesomeness.
Oh my god, this is going to be awesome punching. Ready? Oh! Ow! Ooh!
Dagger!